When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's hour number two already. Let's go up to Lake Houston, check in with our good friend John Littleton, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Couldn't be better. It's warming up.
Yes, sir.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Still trying to thaw out and
yes.
You know, all that good stuff, but, you know, It was definitely not a week for fishing for me. I mean,
no,
you know, it was. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, especially you guys, y'all got to take a little break so you catch up. I guess
here been in the a next big break for a lot of them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. No, we. Heck, I'm over in Louisiana. I finally got able to get down here yesterday and afternoon, and I'll check on a couple jobs today and then go back home and
right.
Got some housekeeping to do around the house, uncover all the plants and all that stuff, you know. So, you know, hopefully, hopefully a lot of them didn't die in that, you know, freeze, but oh well, we'll see. But fishing was pretty good last weekend, Mickey. I mean, right before this thing,
right?
You know, we had our tournament out there on Lake Houston, and we had 20 boats show up to fish, and first place was 14 pounds even. So you know, it wasn't bad at all.
No,
you know?
Not yet.
You know, we always talk about, you know, somebody will find them. Well, those guys found them because second place was 803. So you go from 14 pounds for first.
Right.
And the second place team only
put on a shellacking.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, it went. Like I said, from 14 pounds to 803, then there was a 7 pound, 2 6 pounds, you know, it kind of went on down from there. Right. A lot of one fish, you know, weighed in, you know, one fish deal. So, you know, but the fish looked good. The fish looked healthy. You know, they, man, there was a couple that are just blowed up. You know, big fish of the tournament was a 410. And, you know, man, that fish was just full of eggs.
Had that toad look, yeah. Blowed up.
Yeah, you know, you've seen them. They just, you know.
Yeah.
It just, you know, when you say a football, that was a football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was definitely. She was blowed up. But, you know, it just, you know, we had gone out Friday and found a few fish. And unfortunately, we drew boat seven. So we were a little late getting, and so we're running along, and I'm watching the boats in front of me, and I told my partner, I said, man, I think they're going the same place we are.
Right. Oh, boy, that's never good.
No, there ended up being the four out of the seven boats that I, you know, the other boats, some were behind me, but
right.
Four out of the seven boats went to the same spot.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
can't fish four boats in that one spot.
No.
So
no.
We had to regroup and go to plan B, and plan B and C and D didn't work out.
Been you there know? And done that.
Yep. We all have, but, you know, it just, we managed to catch a fish or two, you know, but it just, you know, we had, you know, put all of our money in that one little basket of that one little area. And, you know, that's luck of the draw there. You know, we didn't get a good enough boat number to get in there. We went in there later in the day, but, you know, it had already been beat up, you know, pretty good. So, you know, that's how it goes, you know. But that was the only clean water we could find. And I say clean, and you know, when I'm saying clean, I was only talking 6 inches deep, you know.
Yeah.
So water temp was, you know, 42 44, then it got up to 47 48. It turned out to be a good, you know, a good day for fishing, just not for catching. But you know, we don't have any tournaments going on this weekend, so you know, I think I'm going to regroup, like I said, once I get away from here and hang around the house. And I got a switch out on my boat. I got to change out, so that tilt and trim switch thing, so on the engine.
Yeah, the relay.
Yeah. So.
Well, when you put that one on there, you better buy two. Just put one in your glove box.
Yeah.
Pretty common.
Yeah.
I always kept a spare, you know, when I ran Mercury, because that's
yeah.
about the only trouble I ever had was the, you know, trim and tilt relays.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been good, you know, and that's, you know, like I've always said, you know, that's why I take my boat in, you know, nothing wrong with it. I take it in and have them go through it and check it and all that, you know. So, you know, it's always good to maintain that stuff. But the live wells worked good, you know, trolling motor, everything, you know. It was a good trial, you know, for everybody. We didn't have any boats that I know of. Everybody, you know, seemed to fare okay with, you know, that was the club first tournament. So, you know, everybody seemed to be okay. Their boats were okay. You know, all that good stuff. So, but it's all good, you know. You know, we'll get out there and play the game again. Just, you know, got to get over this little hump here with this weather, in which I think we're getting there. I hadn't checked the temp up, you know, up at the house, but it's 30 here in Lake Charles this morning, so it'll warm up, though. I think they say it's get up to about 55, 57 today. So.
Yeah, that's what they're showing here, too.
Yeah.
Boy, Louisiana got a ton of snow, didn't they?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, I checked the cameras on the property over here, man, it was, you know, when they said they had blizzard warnings, it was like a blizzard at sometimes, you know. I mean,
something.
That snow is blowing in. and a lot of it. But yeah, it got pretty bad, you know. But like I said, I everything looked okay, you know, and we'll go check everything out today and get everything cranked back up. I've just got a few people coming in today, and we'll get after it again come Monday. So, you know, but I'm sure there were some horror stories, you know, there might, you know, busted pipes and all that kind of stuff, you know, but unfortunately, you know, for some people.
I've heard a few stories, but that's good.
Yeah, we fared okay at the house.
I didn't hear a lot, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we needed that during that deer season, you know, but
yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. That last cold front before this one, those deer went crazy in South Texas, man. I saw so many beautiful deer shot. They had a real rut this year. And, you know, down at Blaine's where he's at. And the quail hunting is just unbelievable right now. You know, they're doing all their quail hunting, and they're seeing big, huge bucks on does. You know, real mature 6-, 7-, 8-year-old deer are really out now. He said, man, it is still on big time.
Wow.
He pulled a truck right up to a 10-pointer that was on a doe, and he didn't even care about that truck. Big old huge 10-pointer. And he said it's happening.
Yeah. Well,
quail
that's
hunters
good.
With dogs, you know, working the fields, and you know, these bucks don't even scare off. They are on those does like crazy right now. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing, though. I mean, you know, we're far away, but you know how much difference it is in the the rut.
But for once, you know, he hit the major rut before the season was over. Usually it happens right after the season closes. And they killed some beautiful, beautiful deer. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always good. I had a friend of mine that got a really good 10-point, and man, that deer, chocolate horn, you know, good deer to mount. Yeah. Yeah. But no, everything's going pretty good, Mickey. Like I said, we'll get back out there and get after it next week. And you know, we couldn't get into that area, and that just, we weren't the only one that found that spot. So, you know.
Right. Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, I see all these, you know, we're sitting there, and you got idle by the boat dock, and there's a long T-pier that comes out to take off, and I start, you know, like the first four boats start going to the right, and I go, that looks a little strange, you know, and so we're running, and I go, man, this is like a, you know, like a runway, everybody's lights going up to this one area.
Mm-hmm.
So, but oh well, that's the way it happens. So we'll get them next time.
Yeah.
We donated again, but you know, it'll catch up. We'll catch up. Can't win them all. Put it that
no,
way.
No, you can't. You really can't.
No,
you did. Nobody else would fish them. I said, well, John's fishing this one. We're not going to fish it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, that's happened before, and you know, I've said that about other people when they show up, you know, it's like, oh no.
Well, we're fishing for second place.
Yeah, we're fishing for second place.
Hey, I know the feeling, man.
Yep, I know it.
You get on a roll and start turning out some good weights and winning one here and there, there's nothing better. That's a fantastic feeling.
Yeah, well, the guys that won, you know, they fish a lot out there at Lake Houston and have been all their lives. Mm. And but that was their first time to fish with us as a club.
Right.
You know, so, you know, hey, you know, they're good fishermen. They can catch them, you know. So it's it was, well, we have to, you know, look forward to that. I love the competition, you know.
A lot of people do. That's why there's tournaments. A lot of people are into it.
Yeah. It's always fun. Of course, the first fish I caught was about a 5-pound grinnell, and it was like, oh my God, you know, it's a giant. Get the net and all that, and it was just barely right after daylight. You know, he couldn't see real good, and that fish wouldn't come up. You know, and I said, man, I don't know if it's a bass or not, but if it is, it's a good one. And my partner, you know, the water's murky and you can't see a lot. And I got it up close and he scooped it up with the net. And then we, you know, it was no high fives. So that old grinnell, you know, it was a good fight to get you started.
Well, it got you excited right off the bat before you knew what it was.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, hey, have fun in Louisiana while they thaw out over there, too. So if somebody wants to call you, John, give them a number, my friend.
Sure. They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call.
You got it, man.
All right.
All right, John. Good talking to you. See you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Later.
All right.
Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied's got you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224, our sales at AlliedInc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, see what he's up to. Good morning, Dave. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Mickey. It's a whole lot better.
Yeah, it is. Feels like a heat wave coming. Let's thaw out, baby.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a whole lot better than it was about 72 hours ago, however long it was. And it's 43 degrees here on the Texas City Dyke, and it's the skies look good. We've got a big moon showing what there is of it, and some stars, and just a whole lot different than the way it was. The wind's totally manageable. If there's only one thing to complain, and we can always find a reason to complain, is that the water level's still down. It's blowed out still quite a bit, but passed by the big boat ramp at the very end, and I think it's manageable. I think unless you got a big offshore boat you're trying to launch, you ought to be okay. And I'd imagine that water will start creeping back in here in short order. I don't see any reason why it won't.
Yeah.
We managed to make it through this blizzard, and was very fortunate that we didn't have any pipe issues or anything like that. But my goodness, Mickey, it did get a little bit chilly. We actually got down to about 19, 20 degrees there at the house in League City. And that's more than enough cold to, I can just do without it. Just get on with it, be done with it. So I hear there's another front coming through the first part of February, but they're claiming that it's not going to be anything like we endured this last week. So February is kind of normal for that. You know, we usually would get a cold snap or two. I remember it actually snowing a little bit in the month of February when we were having our house built. But that's been about 15 years ago now. My goodness, time flies by quick.
It does, doesn't it? It really does.
Boyd shut down for a couple of days during that mess, and I don't think anybody missed it.
I did see a video from the dike. Some guy was down there fishing in that, snowing, and his beard was full of ice, and I guess he was just, I don't know what kind of video he was trying to make, but they did catch one pup drum. I seen him flip it up over the rocks onto the snow. And I laughed at that. I said, boy, that's mad at him right there, buddy.
Yeah, he sent that. He sent a handful of those pictures in. He had some of his family out there with him. And then there was another guy who's a regular out here on the dike. He was piled up out there with them, and they had caught at least that one puppy drum, and a fella had caught another one that I think would have probably fallen into that big ugly category. But it was unique, to say the least. That was some pretty cool pictures, but that was about it in terms of seeing any fish caught. And it was I don't think there was probably too many of them out there during that, but I think that was the that snow moved in late that night, and I think they were out there that next morning, if I'm not mistaken. But it was some pretty cool, literally cool pictures that they took of the Texas City dike with all that snow on there. I hadn't really taken any pictures like that since way back in that winter storm we had in 2004 on Christmas Eve, and took some pictures of the snow on the granite rocks back then. But this time, Mickey, I stayed at home. I didn't venture out on that slushy road and to get pictures or anything. I just kind of let things happen the way they were, and we had all we could handle or want to. But that was a lot of snow. And wasn't it the driest stuff you ever saw? You know, we're not aficionados on snow by any means, but that stuff was just blowing all over. It looked like dandruff more than it did snow. It was...
there for a while, I guess at my house, the best snow was from like 7:30 to 10:30 for those 2 hours. I mean, I couldn't believe how much was coming down. It was crazy. And I think it finally lit up about 11:30 that morning.
I think we started getting quite a bit of it later than that. Coming in later, we'd already bed down. And when I went to bed, it was midnight or so, and it was just kind of, you could see it in the streetlight.
I was getting those little pellet things, you know, before I went to bed about midnight. I was excited like a little kid. I was staying up. Rhonda goes, they said it wasn't going to snow till about 7 or 8 in the morning. And I said, yeah, but I'm seeing these little ice pellets. I can hear them hitting things. And
they didn't.
So I went to bed, got up early, and, hey, it was fun.
Yeah, it was really something. My wife was excited about it, and she stayed up as long as she could. And then I got up about 4 in the morning for you know what reason. And I come on back to bed, and but I peeked out the window, and I said, oh, man, I was going to wake her up and tell her, hey, kid.
I did the same thing after I went to bed at midnight. I did. I looked out the window as well. I could see that, you know, those little pellets laying on the grass and everything, but I said, well, it's not snowing yet.
Yeah, well, it turned on, the switch turned on, and we got a nice surprise. It was something, and it stayed on the ground a long time and up on the roof until the sun finally peaked. It remained a long time. I guess it had chilled down pretty good on the ground enough, and it had been wet enough to where it started.
It stuck good, man.
Yeah. It was just so dry and blowing with that wind going, it was really interesting. But anyway, it gave us something. We got to see something else in our lifetime that we normally don't see down this way. And I'm hoping it didn't turn into be too much of a disaster for anyone. I didn't hear of an awful lot of problems. It was a pretty good warning. You know, I got to give it to them, the weather folks. They had that thing pegged down pretty good. They told us way in advance.
And everybody got prepared, and I think that's why there wasn't a lot of pipe and plumbing problems. You know, everybody was pretty much prepared, including myself for a change.
Yeah, I mentioned that my arthritic toe on the left side just doesn't feel it. I don't think it's going to happen. Well, I think I'm going to have to whack that booger off because it's just not reliable anymore. Because they had it pegged. They did a good job. I think a lot of people took their advice and got those pipes drained and whatever they needed to do to kind of do a little freeze protection. And it turned out hopefully a whole lot better than it did here a few years ago when we got that Arctic blast. But it's going to be all right. I just absolutely no fishing reports, there shouldn't be any right now that I can speak of in terms of land-based fishermen anyway.
It's pretty grim right now.
Yeah.
Hey, how about our old crawfish aficionado, Jason? What's his prognosis with this cold weather?
He's like a crawfish, Mickey. He's always looking up. It don't matter what it is. Jason's looking up. He's gonna. It's hard to pin him down on anything. When this thing come in on us, he sent me a video. He's got a 12-acre little place out there in Elton, Louisiana, right out there in the middle of Crawfish Central, and he about a little old hub. He's got a pond out there, and they put crawfish out there. They raise crawfish. They do little bitty tests of this and that, different baits to put in the trap, and just have a little bit of fun with it that way. But anyway, he sent a video of them taking and chopping one of these crawfish traps out of the frozen pond, and they shook it and got it open a little bit, and by golly, them crawfish was still alive. They was in there moving around along with that. Looked like they was walking around in a bag of ice, which they were. So it was surprising to see that those old nature devils would even be alive, let alone move around in that. So, but it was frozen, and I've seen some other videos and pictures, and it was a mess up there, and they're still going to be thawing out for a while. Those ponds will be, some of them were frozen solid, so, but they're still thinking, and they're still saying that if things are going to perk up. Jason's very optimistic about Super Bowl weekend. And so that's good. Compared to last year, it was hard to be optimistic about any of that stuff, but because right. We had so many things going against us. But this time, he's still feeling pretty good about it, Captain Mickey, and so that makes us all feel better. So we'll see what happens this week as the fall continues, and we'll start. I'm sure he'll get a. I didn't look to see if a truck came in last night. I doubt it. But probably tonight they probably have some crawfish come in, and we'll get a better idea as far as how they're looking. But in the meantime, I was surprised to see the bait flags go in. Like I had mentioned, Boyd's had closed up at a decent hour the last several days, and actually completely closed altogether. I guess it was Tuesday and maybe half of Wednesday.
Right.
Anyway, but things are back, and
how about shrimp? Y'all got any shrimp deals coming up or anything like that for the folks that can't eat crawfish right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see something happen up or here around Super Bowl week. Right. Probably throw something out there. We'll see how the crawfish situation is, and go with that, and we'll see if we can't rustle up something special for those 9-12s, heads on, or 16-20s, and see what we can do. Yeah, I know I'd like to see it, and I know it'd be nice to have a big bunch of shrimp, but folks are still just knocking on the door, want to know what's the latest and greatest on the crawfish, so that's about all we got to throw at you in regards to that. But the store does have, they do have some of those 9-12s and 16-20s available today. For the life of me right now, I can't remember what the price is they're running, but they'll have some of that. And then the Cajun Grill has been cooking up gumbo and stuff like that to keep your innards warm during this weather. And I imagine they'll be doing the same here for this weekend. And Mickey, that's about it, man. We're going to be thankful we got through this and keep on trucking.
Yep. Well, we shall see. We got February to get through. And, you know, you see stuff floating around on social media how we're going to get a worse one than this one in February around the 6th or whatever. I'm not seeing it yet, but.
Yeah. I'm real quick. I was sure happy to see Billy Wagner make it into the Hall
of
Fame.
Yeah, wasn't that awesome? That's cool.
Yeah. That was really good. I was thinking he was going to slip off into the horizon, but he made it, and that's good. I think
he earned it.
Deserving of him.
He deserved it. You bet you.
I've never been a Yankee fan, and when I saw OCC Sabathia make it, and I was kind of grumbling because I remember just not too many years ago when he was on his final years. You know, he got kind of big. It almost looked like me out there on the mound. And guys started bunting a lot. They started bunting around that pitcher's mound and making him madder than heck because he couldn't get off that mound. He'd fall and slip. Like I said, it looked like me out there rolling around. And he'd throw at that guy the next time he came up.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing. But he was a good pitcher. But, man, they had some stacked teams around those guys. Some of those offensive teams the Yankees had, they could make it happen.
Best
but anyway, Mickey,
money,
thanks
goodbye.
For the
– All it takes
yes,
is a checkbook.
Thanks for the visit, Mickey. I always
hey,
enjoy
always
it on
a pleasure.
Friday morning.
Well, throw them out some info about Boyd. Somebody can get down there and how to reach it and how to get there.
Hey, Boyd's One Stop will be alive and open this weekend. They got the ice picks out and started chopping everything up to get the doors open and all that stuff. So we're looking good. It was looking forward to seeing the folks come on down to 227 Dyke Road right here at the base of the Texas City Dyke. And 409-945-4001. And everybody, be careful. Man, it could have been really bad. I know there was a couple of terrible accidents on Harborside and Galveston. It's scary.
Yeah,
there was some bad
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But and we'll be careful. Everybody have a good time, and we'll warm up a little bit. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. All right. Dave, always good talking to you, and you have a great weekend. Talk to you next week, buddy.
Thank you now.
All right. See you. All right. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment. It's 6:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain Steve Hillman and see what he's up to this morning. Steve, good morning. What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, man.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm good.
Thawing out?
I'm thawed.
Yeah.
And loving it.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can have that stuff.
Yeah, so I was telling Jace, I said, I don't want to do winter anymore. I want a refund. My money back on the social.
Refund? Yeah, good luck with
it's
that.
Not fun. It's not fun anymore. We've had enough.
Well, it was pretty while it lasted, but unfortunately it had to melt and make everything sloppy, but here we go.
Yeah.
Notice how filthy your vehicles get driving in that stuff? Man, how about pulling a boat in that? Ugh.
I know. Well, I wouldn't know about that either because I haven't pulled a boat in about a week.
No, I hadn't either. I hadn't hooked up in a while.
You mean you didn't get out this week?
No, I didn't get out this week. Thought about it. Didn't take long, about 1 second.
Mm-hmm. I fished last Wednesday and Friday before the, obviously, I guess Friday, that was a couple of days before the front. And it was really slow. I had Stephen Hicks. He's been fishing me on and off for, 5 or 6 years.
Right.
And normally him and his wife, Marie, we normally go to Matagorda and focus on big fish, which we've done well. We've done real well through the years doing that.
Right.
But he brought a buddy of his from work. I'm trying to remember his name. I think his name was Dean. And then his grandson, Jay. And the bite had been steady. I fished 2 days before that with Frank and them, and all that nasty weather, we did real well. And I'm not going to say it's been lights out before the front, but it was steady. It was
sure.
Good enough to make it worth it. And nothing big, just numbers. And man, we get out there and it was beautiful. It was dead calm Friday morning. And caught two pencils like right off the bat. And it just went dead. We didn't see any. There was no mullet. There was nothing.
No signs of life. Yeah, I hate it when it's like that.
Man, it was crazy. And we went all over the place. And it never fails when you have new customers. You have a bad day.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that. And I think we tend to press a little bit more, too, do things we probably shouldn't do. But Steven's fished me enough. He knows I'm not a complete moron.
Yeah.
I kind of know what I'm doing, but I feel bad for.
Well, that's his opinion.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. You left yourself wide open. Steve.
I know I did. But we went all over the place and we caught, man, maybe 6 or 8 more little bitty trout. And I went back to an area where I hadn't fished in a couple of weeks, and the tide was moving pretty good. It was going out, and one of the guys, I was getting ready to leave that spot, and Dean catches one, and the wind had just started picking up out of the south. This was like, I don't know, 2 days before the front, pulled that south, you pull that southwest, south wind ahead of the front.
Yeah.
And the forecast that day was like south at 25 for later in the afternoon, which it did end up getting to that. But I guess it was around 10:30 or 11 in the morning, and it went from dead calm to south at about 16 or 17. And Dean sticks that one. I'm like, okay, here we go. And the boat was in a really bad spot. Like, you had to put the bow into the wind, and everybody had to make low-profile casts crosswind, almost into the wind, to get to these fish. It was nook and cranny stuff. It was in one little gut where there's some shell and about 4.5-5 foot of water, and there was a patch of fish right there, and I just stayed on the trolling motor, and they sat there and caught 10 or 12, and that was our day right there. I mean, waited, yeah, what, 4 hours or 3 or 4 hours, and then, man, when it was over, it was over. It was right. So bizarre.
Picking and picking, and then boom, and then that's it.
Yeah, and they weren't anything. We didn't have a fish over 17 inches. They were just fish.
Yeah.
But what was weird was we went to this one other area, deeper area, where I've been catching a few, and I caught about a 6-pound sheephead. We caught almost everything on that Laguna shrimp, just a little paddle tail,
right,
pink.
The old
and
pink.
I caught a big. Yeah, caught a big sheephead on that, and hadn't caught a sheephead in probably a year. And went running around trying to find a few reds, and because we'd been catching some oversized reds, and I wanted the kid to get on a, you know, get a good pull or something.
Yeah,
yeah, and nothing. And I went back to the area where I caught that sheephead, and I caught another one. Caught another one about 6 pounds. I had caught one in a year. I caught two, but that's the last fishing I've done. But the water was pretty cold that morning. You know, we had that front that Wednesday before. And,
right.
And, that water was, it was, I think it was around 51, 50, mm-hmm. 51 that morning. And then, of course, when we got that front, the lowest water temp that I saw. And, you know, I've got all these weather stations, just like you do, and all of us have saved in our favorites and our phones. And I just scroll through, and I screenshot all the water temperatures every day, every night. And I did it in February 2021, too, like from here all the way to the Matagorda Bay entrance. I mean, all the weather stations I have on my phone. And, and the water temperatures didn't get as cold for as long as they did, you know, 4 years ago during that deal. So I'm hoping we won't have any issues. I haven't been out there.
One thing that bothers me is how long it's been under 45 degrees. That's the it's been below 45 degrees for a while now.
Yeah, and see, I think the opposite. I feel like that acclimates them. That, you know what I mean? And if you look at where we were catching fish last week before this front, we had extremely deep water, very, very close to where we caught those fish. Like, in other words, they were staging already. I just almost feel like that prepped them for it. You know what I mean?
So. I hope you're right.
But, you know, their metabolism slowed down so much. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I was looking at my records. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here at my desk here at the house. I'm not fishing today. And I was looking back at February 2021, and when that front hit, it hit on February 15th, 2021, and the coldest water temp I recorded then was 39, and it stayed that, but it stayed down for like three nights. You know, we had colder temperatures for a longer period during that stretch 4 years ago than we had this go round. And another thing that I noticed, just observations, looking at these weather stations and driving down to the water and looking for myself, is we had higher tides for the most part this time. And I think that warmer Gulf water helped us. And you could see
You could see it change on those monitors.
You could see it on the monitors.
It'd come up 3 or 4 degrees, but then on the low tide, then it'd drop another 4 to 6, you know.
Yeah, and then another thing I paid attention to is on these weather stations, some of the temperature probes are shallower. They're set shallower than others, and I think that makes a difference. Like that one at the railroad bridge, that temperature probe, it's set at 1.9 feet. And then, like, the one at St. Louis Pass is 3.4, and then the one at Matagorda Bay entrance is 3.6. So, you know, I don't know how many more degrees of warmth the deeper you go, you know, or where the thermal layers are, you know what I mean? There's a lot of moving parts to it.
There he is. Hey, we're talking about something we don't even know about.
We don't know anything
theoretically,
about.
Yeah. You know.
That's, no, you're dead
but
on.
There, There's a lot of pros out there talking about it. A lot of experts.
yeah, I'm sure. But I am itching to get back out there. And, you know, I had a trip yesterday, and I guess we kind of mutually decided to punt and go, you know, reschedule it to February.
Probably a good call.
I guess. You know, when you're sitting there talking to your customer on the phone, that was a couple of days before, and sitting there looking at 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground, and, you know, it's 27 degrees outside, and you're talking about your trip day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get
fired off to go, buddy. I can tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I haven't heard of anything. I saw a video on Instagram. I think it may have been from Matagorda or somewhere, maybe even further south. I'm not sure. Just a few dead sand trout and maybe a few specks mixed in. I don't know. It just, I think you get an event like that, you're always going to have a little bit of a mortality, but I don't feel like this is going to hurt us at all. I really don't. But I guess time will tell. We'll have to get out there and see, you know.
Well, I hope you're right. I'll take your word for it.
I've got some trips lined up for next week, but I think we have another, like a Pacific front coming through next week.
Yeah, but it's going to stay warm. Yeah, it's just going to be a lot of moisture, rain. You know, rain stuff, rain events.
Yeah.
So
I can handle a little bit of rain. Just don't want a bunch. I know when the snow melted, man, everything.
Well, 5 inches of snow, that pretty much equals 5 inches of rain.
Yeah. You know, what's crazy is, I guess, rain gauges are useless when it snows, because my rain gauge only showed a half inch.
Need a snow gauge. Stick your shovel in the ground and see how deep it is and measure it.
There you go. Yeah. Did you go out in your yard and make any snow angels or anything?
No, I didn't do all that. I left that up for let the dogs and the kids handle all that, you know?
Yeah. I know Kimberly's like, honey, let's go outside and take pictures. I said, I don't want to go out in this garbage.
I took pictures through the windows.
Well, I ended
off the back porch.
I put my little rubber boots on, my bibs and all that. We went out and took a bunch of pictures. Everybody's sending me pictures. I didn't send anybody any pictures. They all look the same. It's snow on the ground, you know.
Yeah. We went from dead deer and dead ducks and dead fish to snow pictures.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, speaking of deer, I was looking at the camera this morning on one of the feeders at the ranch, and two of the bucks that I really wanted to make it through the season, they apparently made it. They were at the feeder yesterday evening. So,
well, that's good. Nobody caught them.
Something to look forward to. Yeah. Yeah. No, one nice
that's
10.
Real
and one,
good.
Yeah, no kidding. Because I darn sure didn't get a chance to really hunt much this year. So.
Boy, if anybody can get loose and go quail hunting right now, my goodness, it's just incredible how good it is.
Really? Down at Blaine?
Yeah. Every hunt, 20 and 30, you know, cubbies per hunt. It's just, it's crazy.
Wow. Man.
You can't get your limit out of that. You might want to take up something else.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Steve. Well, hey, buddy. I appreciate you weighing in this morning, and we'll get back to normal business after everybody gets back to the fishing world, start fishing again.
I'm ready.
Well, if somebody wants to call you and wants to go pop a weight or cut a drift, how they get a hold of you, man?
Yes, sir. 409-256-7937.
All right, Steve. Hey, have a good day. Good talking to you, man.
Thanks, Mickey. I appreciate it.
See ya. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.